This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. African-American turnout and early voting in North Carolina is down 16% from 2012. In Florida, 25% of the African-American vote was in early then, but this year it is only 15%. Density now goes Democratic. Only three of the 25 largest cities in America now have Republican mayors. In the House of Representatives, Republicans from dense urban congressional districts have become extinct. In a 2012 presidential election, the counties containing Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Washington, San Francisco, and Philadelphia each gave less than 20% of their vote to Mitt Romney. Chicago Cubs entered a 108-year World Series drought with an 8-7 victory. In a 10th inning of the 7th game of the World Series, to come from behind to take the series 4-3. President Obama, in his first remarks on a violent standoff over an oil pipeline near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota, called on both sides to show restraint and revealed that the Army Corps of Engineers was considering an alternate route for the project. Although India's Environmental Court, the National Green Tribunal, told the government last year to stop farmers from burning a straw left over from their rice harvest, NASA, satellite images in recent weeks have shown virtually no abatement. Farmers are continuing to burn most of the leftover straw, an estimated 32 million tons, to make room to plant their winter wheat crop, all of which has made Delhi one of the most polluted cities in the world, with the government taking no action on the burning. In a sign of a growing rift, Israel's prime minister has criticized American Jewish leaders as they struggle over a planned, stalled plan for equal prayer rights for both sexes at a Jerusalem holy site erupted with mutual recriminations and tumultuous protest led by liberal rabbis wielding Torah scrolls and the group Women for the Wall. FBI chief continues to be under fire for email actions being both insubstantial and directly political. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.